Everybody praise the Lord. It's a joy to be with you. I'm so glad I'm here with you and to plant the seed of greatness in your life. Impact in your life. Rising above, going beyond anything you ever dreamed about. Amen. You dare to dream. You dare to do. And you dare to reach the destination. Amen. Let's pray. Father, reverently we come to you. Such a day like this, when you touch, transform, change the destiny of everyone for the better. Lord, I pray every word, every sentence will bring impact to every life in Jesus' name. We're beginning at the first rung of the ladder today. And we're going to climb and climb to the height you have ordained for everyone. Here, everywhere, in our country, in our continent, Africa, beyond to the west, everywhere, take everyone up, 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 higher in Jesus' name. It is done. We thank you because there will be a realization. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down in the blessing of the Lord. We're coming to Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou can only believe, number one, you believe in God, the creator of the whole universe and your own creator. If you can only believe in him, all things are possible to him, to her who believes. Number two, his goodness, that God is good. He never does evil. If you believe in his goodness, all things are possible to him who believes. If you believe in his grace, the grace unlimited that takes the lowest to the highest, the grace unlimited that takes the poor to the height of prosperity. If thou canst only believe his grace, all things are possible to him who believes. If you believe in your goal, when you have a goal, if you have a double mind, can I not, shouldn't I, if you have a goal and you focus on that goal, you believe in that goal, you believe that you and the goal, you are one, inseparable. He that believeth, he has a goal and he believes in that, all things are possible to him that believeth. You believe his guidance. He guides us. He guides us. And he guides us to the thing that will follow and to get our destiny. If thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you believe in growing, in growth, if you believe that you have not reached your climax, if you believe that you are growing and you are going to grow to that higher level, and there is nothing that will stop you, he that believeth, you believe that there is growth and that you are marked for growth and you are destined for growth. To him that believeth, all things are possible. Jesus has told us about the Almighty God, about his greatness. If you believe in his greatness, there is nothing he cannot do. There's nothing he cannot do in your life. There's nothing he cannot do in my life. There is nothing, and there is no height he cannot take me to, take you to. If you believe in his greatness, all things are possible to him that believeth. Readjust your life. Readjust your concept and readjust your disposition and believe you are going up. If you believe, you will pray. If you don't believe, you won't pray. I believe. Number one, I pray. Number two, I believe, so I plan. If I truly believe in God, if I truly believe in his goodness, if I truly believe in his grace, if I truly believe in the goal, if I truly believe in his guidance, if I truly believe in growth, if I truly believe in the greatness to come, I pray, I plan, I prepare. I prepare. You prepare yourself. If the farmer only prayed, but he didn't prepare the seed, he didn't prepare, cultivate the land, nothing will come out. I believe, so I prepare. I believe, so I pursue. You pursue because you believe. That is the destination there. That is the goal there. And you are a go-getter. Goal-getter. You are going to get it. Because of that, I pursue. I believe, so I persevere. What if Joseph had given up? No use, because nobody supports me. Nobody agrees with me. But I perceive. Number six, I pay the price for the prize. I pay the price. It may be doing exercise. It may be running every morning. It may be that you tax yourself and you say, people like us, if that is where I am going, there's a price to pay. And I believe so. I paid the price for the prize. And then I believe so, I possess. I came to talk to possessors. You will possess. We're looking at three things. Number one, the boundaries of limitation for the natural you. What is the boundary? What makes the limitation for a youth, a natural youth? And so he cannot go beyond that, the bounds, the fence, and the perimeter that holds him down, and he cannot go beyond. Number two is the breaking of limits for newborn youths. The breaking of limits for the newborn youth. Number three is the breakthrough. It's coming. The breakthrough beyond limitations as noble youths. Let's come to number one. Number one, the boundaries of limitation for the natural youth. Now, natural people, men, women, boys, girls, natural people, the people who do not have anything added from heaven to them, or accept what mama, papa are giving them through the genes and the chromosomes. If that's all you have and you are natural, you have boundaries, you have limitation. Let's look at Romans here now. Romans chapter 7, reading from verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, natural. The way I came out from my mother, and the thing I carry, I'm carnal. And it says, sold under sin. Look at verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, I can set goals. I'm reaching there. I'm going there. It says, what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that's what I do. Then in verse 16, it says, even I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. What's my problem then? Verse 17. In verse 17, now then, it is no more I that do it, but there are a lot of things, of course, that we do. We rise, we walk about, we move about, we look, we see, we even understand some things. But when it goes beyond that limit, we're lost. The thing that ought to make us arise and move up to the mountaintop, that's what we're looking for. And that is what we lack. It says, it's not me. There is something that dwells in me, that when I will arise and then rise to higher ground, that thing, like the force of gravity, pulls me down. Let me quickly tell you seven things that hinder us, the seven things that limit us, the cords of limitation. Number one is the corruption of life. We come to this line and we see that the order of the day and the thing is the corruption in the world. Anywhere we go, the corruption is there. That holds us down. The corruption of life. Number two is the contamination of the lawless. Any community you go, there are lawless people there. They don't have any goal. They don't have any mind to succeed. They don't have anywhere they are going. They are there. They are there. In society, they are there. They are always there. And you can be contaminated by them. That even though you had high hopes before, and you are going through, you are going to get to that destination, if you are surrounded by those people, lawless people, there is the contamination of the lawless. Number three, the coldness of the lukewarm. The coldness of lukewarmness. Any excitement you have, you come from a meeting like this, and with everything you have, there's an excitement, and there's a hope, and there's a desire, and I want to get there. I learned of Mr. So-and-so, he got there. Mrs. So-and-so, she got there. The God of grace and the God of heaven, he will help me. As you come out, you meet, you know, the cold, lukewarm people. They don't have anywhere they are going. They don't have anything they are going to achieve. And they say, what happened to you? Where are you coming from? Book, book, book. Reading, reading, reading. Planning, sketching, and doing all those things. What happened? They want to bring coldness to your excitement. They will not succeed. Yeah. Number four is the constitution of laziness. The constitution. You understand constitution? That's our mind. That's our habit. That's our life. And it's like we like to sit down. We like to browse the internet. We like to see all those pictures and everything in the social media. We want to listen to useless news that doesn't concern us. And that constitution of laziness does not allow us to concentrate on the essentials of life. Those things bring limitation into our lives. Number five is the companionship with loafers. loafers. They are here and there, they are up and down, they are to and fro, and they have nothing doing, they have nothing achieving. They come to knock on your door. Are you there? Are you there? Have you heard? Then they begin that conversation. We must have goal. And when you think of goal, you're thinking of in 10 years time, here is where I want to be, here is what I want to achieve. And 10 year goal, you have to break that down to 5 year slot. And the 5 years, you have to break down, what do I do this year? 1 year goal, and monthly goal, and weekly goal, and daily goal, so that I do today what I need to do that will get me to the next day. I do this week what I need to do that will get me to the month. I do this month what I need to do that will make me achieve what I need to achieve for the year. And I am measuring smart goals. I am measuring them. I'm seeing that I achieve the daily one, I achieve the weekly one, realizable, realistic steps that I take. And then it is time tested, and it is time, because I'm aiming at 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, 1 month. We need to do that. But if you are in companionship with loafers, how are you going to make that? Number six, the counterfeit of love. Love is a great word, but you know, anything that comes into the hand of a man who is black on the inside, black on the outside, any good thing that comes to the hand of a dirty person, they turn that thing into something undesirable. There is counterfeit money, counterfeit currency, there is counterfeit love. The people say, I love you, I love you, tell the truth, you're lost after her. That's not love, that's counterfeit. And what makes people to stop? That they cannot look at their goals anymore, and they cannot focus on their goals anymore as they're growing up, and their goals should be growing up with them. They have the counterfeit of love, which is loss. And now number seven, the covenant with lords of losers. There are people that make themselves lords. They call themselves by different names on different campuses. They call themselves by different names in different communities. Actually, they are gangs. Actually, they are secret cults. Actually, they are in the power, in the throes, in the claws of the power of darkness, and their lords over losers. They make themselves lords over the people that lose in life. And if you get into covenant with the lords of losers, you are gone. But today you come back. Yeah. It is done. Yeah. I will see you on the top. Number two, we're looking at the breaking of limits for newborn youths. The breaking of limits for newborn youths. The Lord makes the newborn youth higher. If you are born again, you are higher. Your brain is not affected by marijuana. You should do better. Your mind is not clogged with worldly things, nightclubs. You should do better. You have more time on your hand that you can spend and do something great, because the other people, the other young people, a lot of things make demand on their time. And now that you are born again, I'm happy to work with you. I'm happy to say This is the way, walk ye therein, and by the grace of God, others have got there. You are the next on the line. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man, let me say, if any youth, let me say, if any boy, let me say, if any girl, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old regrets are passed away. Old failures are passed away. Old hindrances are passed away. The old life, if there is a little hurdle, only 6 inches high. Old time will stumble on the hurdle of 6 inches. Old life, if there was a little hurdle, only 1 foot will stumble and fall. But now, as we become new strength, new ability, the hurdles are still there, old hurdles, but we're new strength. And we have a new jumping strength. We overcome the hurdles now. Because now all things have become new in your life. Your thinking is now new. Your aspiration is now new. And the passion inside you to be what God has created you to be, that is now new. In Galatians chapter 6, reading here from verse 15, it says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. A new creature. The Lord will wash you thoroughly. Yeah. Now, what new creation? When it says a new creature, it's a new creation. What new creation are you going to have now? And then that will take you to the place the Lord has ordained for you. Amen. Number one, new desires. New desires. You know, there were things we desired. When you were a little baby, you desired toys. If you are still desiring that at 20, that's strange. That's strange. The toys of the little life, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I desired as a child, I moved as a child. But now that I become a man, I think of other things. Number one, new desires. Number two, a new direction. A new direction. You see, there are many roads in the city. There are rough roads and there are good roads. Now that you are a new creature, what do you have? You have a new direction. All those inventors, what direction did they follow? All those good godly men and women, what direction did they follow? All those achievers, what direction did they follow? A new direction. Number three is a new diligence. A new diligence. There are many uncompleted buildings in every town. You know why? The builders were not diligent to see their construction to the end of the building. And there are many lives like that. They start something good, but they don't continue. They're not diligent. They're not firm in their purpose. But now, the quality of the new creature is that we have a new diligence. This good thing that has started in your life, you will be diligent, you will carry on. You will not be up and down, to and fro, that you cannot do something to the very end. You know, you start a course, C-O-U-R-S-E, you start a course, and then after reading a few chapters of the books, you pack up. That's not diligence. You start a good project, and you funded it, and then after you spent almost a fortune, there's something that shifts your mind to another thing. That's not diligence, but you have something. You have a decision. You have a desire. And you have the determination that you are getting through. I'm going through. I'm going through. Whatever happens, I am going through. You're going through in Jesus' name. Number four is a new dedication to duty. You know, we'll not always love duty. Will not always enjoy duty. The enjoyment will be at the end of the achievement. But whether we enjoy or not, the original excitement, when we go to that situation, you understand? Let me illustrate with our students who get, you know, you've written the exam and you were eager, and then you saw that you passed. And now you're admitted to the college, to the institution, to the university. What excitement you have. On the first day, you enter in there, you have excitement. Now you start the classes. And what you're hearing in the first class, I never heard of that. They never taught me that in my secondary school. And now I thought the mind will go from the known to the unknown. This is totally strange and different. You are not the one to lecture the lecturer. You are the one to stay there and say, this is what is before me. I must take this and run with it. You must not allow the excitement you had at the beginning when you entered, you must not allow that excitement to die down. You have a new dedication to duty. Number five is a new dynamite. A new dynamite. There must always be dynamite inside you, that whatever is coming there and is building up will stratus and eventually will be a rock, and you'll not be able to move on. There's a dynamite on the inside that will blow everything discouraging, blow everything away from your life, so that as you're moving on, you move to the next level, there is a second degree dynamite, and you move to the next level, there is a third degree dynamite, and you move to the fourth level, and there is a fourth degree up to degree four dynamite in your life, that no matter where you are and no matter the thing that is building up that could weigh you down, there is always an appropriate dynamite that will blow everything away. It will start today. Yeah. We're coming to point number three now. Point number three, the breakthrough beyond limitations as noble use. Beyond limitations. Had we come to that? Let's look at the example of Jesus in John chapter 4, reading from verse 34. In John chapter 4, reading from verse 34, Jesus says unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. My will, my plan, my decision, my aspiration, my joy, my satisfaction is to do the will of him that sent me. The Father that sent him had set the goal, had revealed his will, had showed his plan and purpose. And he said, I align with that. I agree with that. I go with that. And to finish his work, he woke up every morning and then he went to a solitary place to pray and was asking, how far have I gone in the work he gave me to do? How much is left to finish the work he gave me to do? You wake up every morning and you ask yourself, what did he give me to do? What goal, what purpose, what plan, what will did he have for me? How far have I gone? How much remains? You look at if there are different projects you are handling. Project A, how far to the end? Project B, how far to the end? Which one needs more resources? Which one needs more attention? And which one needs more concentration? And which one needs more supervision? You're looking at that in your life so that you will know how far you are to the finishing of the work. Now, it's not just that we finish the period. You know, many people can finish. We are supposed to be there for 3 years, and you spent 2 years already. And it's not just saying it remains 1 year. It remains 1 year. No. The thing you are to do for those 3 years, how much of those things have you accomplished? That's what you mark. That's what you measure, and that is what you want to go through. And Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. You will finish. Amen. When looking at the word of God, the must in our lives. He tells us in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 30, it says, and he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? There is a must in our lives. Look at chapter 14, verse 22. In chapter 14, verse 22, it tells us there, continue, and it says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must. You see, in our lives, there must be some very important compulsory things, not optional, that must be done. He says we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. You will enter. Amen. Into kingdom victory, into kingdom triumph, into the kingdom as a conqueror in Jesus' name. Must, you need to write this down, M-U-S-T, minimize unprofitable speech thoroughly. If we're going to do what the Lord has assigned, there is a must, M-U-S-T, you minimize unprofitable speech thoroughly. M, number two now, mortify unclean sensuality truthfully. They take time. Anything that takes your thought takes time. Anything that takes and seizes your mind takes time. Anything that will monopolize the function of your brain, all those things, they will hinder you, because you have only one brain, only one mind, only one heart, only one pursuit. And once that is divided, you are not going to achieve much. Therefore, you mortify unclean sensuality truthfully. Number three is to maximize undeniable success trajectory. Success trajectory. That is the trajectory, the path that leads us to success. Maximize that. I did that. It succeeded. How did I do that? And the how you did that, maximize that. Repeat that. Number four, master uncontrollable self totally. Master uncontrollable self totally. You see that the most in our lives, something is happening there and it's none of my business, it's none of your business, and the people to take care of the thing there, they are there and they're already looking into that, but there's this uncontrollable self. I must be there. What's happening there? What's happening there? And then you leave your work. By the time you come back to that work, you have lost connection with the progress you're ought to make. Number five is to model undebatable salvation transparently. The salvation you have, you model that or the salvation in the Bible, and you do that transparently, and the Lord will assist you in Jesus' name. What's the most in your life? The most in my life, in your life. Number six, maintain upward steps tenaciously. Not that you take two steps forward and three steps backward. Not that this week the achievement, this is commendable and this is wonderful because you've taken three steps forward, and then the following week in your time of resting and time of, you know, a kind of dissipating all your energy and everything, you take four steps backward. No, you are maintaining upward steps tenaciously. And now number seven, motivate on steady subordinates transformationally. The people around you, it's not only that you're successful, your life inspires them. Your life makes them to have aspiration and ambition. And they say, as I look at, you know, he never does any redundant thing. He never does any unimportant thing. He never does anything that you will say, well, yes, it's time of wisdom, it's time of foolishness. He does everything that moves him forward. He motivates me. He encourages me. He inspires me that at the God who has helped him will help me. You will become an example to many other people. A light bearer to many other people. An encouragement to achieve for many other people. People will come to you and say, tell me the secret of your life. And just looking at you, they will get the secret. And everything you have learned today, they have motivated us. We should not be unsteady anymore. And we who are subordinates will now come to the top. Yeah. I must. And there will be a breakthrough beyond limitations in your life in Jesus' name. Why don't we rise up now and let the heavens know and let the heavens hear that we have heard something and we're taking that thing out of this place. A must in my life. A must in your life. A duty, a devotion, and diligence in your life that you will sail through in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord in prayer. If there's anything you need to repent of, anything you need to repair, anything you want to readjust, tell the Lord, Lord, help me. You believe in God. You believe in His goodness. He is good to all. He is good to all. You believe in His grace. His grace is available for you and for everyone. You believe in the goal he has set before you. which you have allied with. You believe you are now a goal getter. You believe in his guidance. It will guide you with his word, with his spirit. It will guide you with your conscience. Your conscience, it will guide you. Now address the must in your life. You minimize unprofitable speech thoroughly, completely. Mortify unclean sensuality truthfully. You maximize undeniable success trajectory. The Lord has answered your prayer. The Lord has answered your prayer. Say it now. The Lord has answered my prayer. The past is forgotten. The past is forgiven. A new thing starting in every life today, in Jesus' name. Welcome, brother. Welcome, sister, to the high, limitless achievement that he has for you in life. Raise up that hand, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the revelation you have given us. We're asking, O Lord, in your life, we begin today in Jesus' name. Anything in the past that will hinder, that will hold us down, that will limit what you have ordained for our lives, Lord, we pray by the blood of Jesus, wash them away in Jesus' name. Do something new.
Amen.
In every life.
Amen.
I pray, Lord, no regrets anymore.
Amen.
No looking back anymore.
Amen.
No sorrows anymore.
Amen.
We pray that you renew us from the inside to the outside in Jesus' name. Take every sin away. Take every sickness away. Bring success, significance, satisfaction to every life in Jesus' name. I pray every life will be pleasing to God and pleasing to heaven. That our pursuit will get you that destination, that destiny that the Lord has earmarked and ordained for everyone in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, make your people, everyone without exception, to quit the past.
Yes.
To focus on the future.
Yes.
And everything that is needed from heaven, from earth, grant to everyone.
Yes.
Make a success of every life.
Yes.
Beyond the limitations of the past, take us through.
Yes.
Take us up. And take us on until everyone, without exception, gets to that destination of life that is desirable, that is pleasurable, that is wonderful, that is joyful and happy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. It is done in your life.